USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A convicted killer seen on video celebrating in his California prison cell after learning that Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has issued a new directive calling for the possible resentencing of inmates.
Monday night, right here in New Folsom C facility, right here with my celly, some white lightning, the little cup, boom. Celebrating us going home on this Gascon direct. Oh.
Philip Dorsett and his cellmate at New Folsom State Prison, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, is being accused of favoring criminals over victims. The U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday narrowly approved legislation pushed by Democrats that would expand protections for labor union organizing and collective bargaining and amend decades-old labor laws. The bill, called the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, was approved in a 225-206 vote. The bill will change right-to-work laws in 27 states that will require all workers to pay union dues. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Science and parents want schools open for kids. Some teacher unions are claiming it's still too dangerous. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Los Angeles top teachers union is reportedly asking its members not to post vacation photos on social media. Fox 11 reporting a private union teachers Los Angeles Facebook group made the post on Monday. It told teachers to keep photos of their spring break trips private because it would hurt the union's argument that it's not safe at this point to return to the classroom. Last Friday, 91% of UTLA members voted to reject the plan to return to the classroom, arguing a list of demands for safety hasn't been met.
Second largest school district in the nation, the Los Angeles Unified School District, serves over 600,000 students in kindergarten through 12th grade at over 1,000 schools. Major League Baseball spring training continues today with 14 games scheduled. Late game tonight has the Diamondbacks and Dodgers playing at 8:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
College basketball's March Madness kicks off Thursday, March 18th. 68 schools will determine who's the best of the best. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Five more tickets to the big dance were punched on Tuesday night. Number one, Gonzaga, remained undefeated, taking the West Coast Conference title with an 88-78 win over BYU. Oral Roberts beat North Dakota State 75-72 to claim the Summit League's automatic bid. Drexel claimed the Colonial Athletic Championship with a 63-56 win over Elon. Cleveland State will represent the Horizon League in the NCAA tournament, taking a conference title with an 80-69 win over Oakland. And Mount St. Mary's defeated Bryant 73-68 to claim the Northeast Conference title.
Regional games will be played in Denver, Minneapolis, Memphis, and Brooklyn. The Final Four is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Driver Kevin Harvick reflects on NASCAR's work to adapt 1 year after the COVID-19 outbreak, citing positive changes coming out of a tough situation.
You know, there's just so many little things that will make us more efficient, whether it's how we bring guests to the racetrack, how we sign in, the sheer number of people, the days we're at the racetrack. I think there's just a lot of things that happen that probably wouldn't have happened as rapidly if we weren't in this in this environment. So, you know, in a really, really bad scenario, I think we're going to come out of this with a lot of ideas and have tried a lot of things that we might not have necessarily tried if it was a normal year.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.